John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson stood with their arms around each other and their free hands raised. Below their feet was the bold proclamation, "We stand on the edge of a new frontier." "Any idea who won?" Roland asked over his shoulder. Susanna was currently riding in Hofat's luxury taxi, taking in the sights and wishing for a sweater. Even a light cardigan would do her just fine, by God.
"Oh, yes," she said.
There was no doubt in her mind that these posters had been mounted for her benefit. Kennedy did. He became your din?
Din of the entire United States. And Johnson got the job when Kennedy was gunned down.
Shot? Do you say so? Roland was interested.
Aye. Shot from hiding by a coward named Oswald.
And your United States was the most powerful country in the world.
Well, Russia was giving us a run for our money when you grabbed me by the collar and yanked me into midworld, but yes, basically.
And the folk of your country choose their din for themselves. It's not done on account of fathership.
That's right, she said, a little warily.
She half expected Roland to blast the democratic system or laugh at it. Instead, he surprised her by saying, to quote Blaine the Mono, "That sounds pretty swell."
Do me a favor and don't quote him, Roland. Not now, not ever, okay?
As you like, he said, then went on without a pause, but in a much lower voice. Keep my gun ready. May it do you.
Does me fine, she agreed at once. And in the same low voice. It came out, does he ein? Because she didn't even want to move her lips.
She could feel that they were now being watched from within the buildings that crowded this end of the King's Way like shops and inns in a medieval village, or a movie set of one. She didn't know if they were humans, robots, or maybe just still operating TV cameras. But she hadn't mistrusted the feeling even before Roland spoke up and confirmed it. And she only had to look at Oi's head, tick-tocking back and forth like the pendulum in a grandfather clock, to know he felt it too.